Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This week, we are sharing with you some excerpts from the recent South Carolina Governor's Economic Summit presented by the South Carolina Department of Commerce. Today's excerpt comes from Harry Lightsey, who is the Secretary of our state's Department of Commerce.
So we've been long known as a manufacturing state. And while that is true, it is also equally true that the nature of manufacturing is evolving. Technology advancements like AI bring efficiencies to the manufacturing floor and require higher skilled employees. According to a 2024 study on manufacturing industry trends featured in Forbes, 88% of the 178 company leaders surveyed indicated they have already implemented AI in their manufacturing and supply chain processes. The study also found that companies are using AI for product design, quality control, and inspections. The efficiencies created because of these uses ultimately allow employees to focus on enhancing and developing new products. Here in South Carolina, employees at BMW could focus on creativity and problem solving rather than monotonous tasks because the company has embraced this time of transformation, implementing virtual reality with AI technology to upskill its workforce. I know many of you will remember back in October of 2022, BMW announced what was the largest economic development investment in the history of our state, a $1.7 billion expansion. And the company is using $1 billion of that to transform Plant Spartanburg to produce fully electric vehicles by 2026. This massive effort means that 80% of the processes employees have typically followed to build vehicles have been updated to align with the manufacturing of fully electric vehicles. By incorporating virtual reality for advanced training, some BMW employees spent the last several months practicing with immersive, hands-on tools to streamline complex tasks and learn new processes in an interactive digital twin of Plant Woodruff, which is the company's new $700 million high-voltage battery assembly facility. BMW's adoption of this technology is not only preparing employees for continued success, but it's also driving efficiencies and enhancing safety. The training includes a self-guided system that teaches associates each part of the process while learning at their own pace. This technology increases learning retention while lowering overall training time. With virtual reality, BMW can meet the demand of creating higher skilled associates for its manufacturing needs. So, how does this all relate to economic development? While our reputation as a manufacturing state is strong, and companies like BMW continue to use advanced technologies to maximize manufacturing, we must keep in mind that South Carolina is transitioning to more than just a manufacturing economy. Evidence of this can be seen when you consider that production occupations accounted for nearly 12% of statewide employment in 2000, but dropped to 7.6% by 2023. Meanwhile, categories like business and financial operations occupations, computer and mathematical occupations, and healthcare practitioners and technical occupations each gained about 2% share of statewide employment. Now, we all know that South Carolina has experienced historic economic growth in the last 3 years. There's been an announced investment in our state of approximately $27.7 billion since 2022. But as we move forward, success will look different. South Carolina's growth requires us to be careful stewards of those characteristics that make us great. We must be deliberate and we must embrace our new world.
You've been listening to Harry Lightsey, Secretary of the South Carolina Department of Commerce, speaking at the recent South Carolina Governor's Economic Summit. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.